Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Much of the country is in for pretty miserable weather today. We have a number of status yellow thunderstorm warnings in place. Met Air and also warning of localised flooding, lightning damage, poor visibility and difficult travel conditions. But the good news is that once we get this rain and thunder out of the way, things might just get better. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather is with me. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
I knew we were going to have to pay back for that good weather we had in May, and this is it.
Yeah, it has been kind of felt like some people are saying our summer is over before it even begun.
No.
But we are only 12 days meteorologically into the season of summer, so we've a long summer ahead. But yeah, it is very wet out there at the moment. Some very heavy rain, especially in the east and the north of the country at the moment. The good news is so far is we've escaped the thunderstorms, but they are moving up from northwest France into southwest England, and there is a risk still of some thunderstorms through this afternoon, this evening and tonight and tomorrow morning and even into Saturday. Is still going to be a risk. Now, they are very localised, Claire. These could be, you know, very localised events, but where they do hit, you can get those intense downpours. But there will also be good sunny spells tomorrow after the rain clears north. And on Saturday, there will be some very good sunny spells, but it's just you'll have to watch out for those very nasty showers too.
Yeah, the last few days it has felt very close and humid and heavy, hasn't it? You'd nearly expect it felt like there was thunder in the air.
Yes, it has been. We've had a much warmer air mass move up from the south, which is a very humid air mass. So that's why even though it's raining outside, the temperatures are up to, you know, 18 degrees and it does feel quite humid. So I suppose from a good news point of view, the rain is warmer, Claire, if you want to try and find something good about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, OK, but so we have these warnings in place, status yellow. You're saying we've escaped thus far, but we shouldn't really count on those thunderstorms not arriving on the scene. And just last Friday then, Alan, we had this news about cattle being killed in Cavan due to a lightning strike. 10 cattle. That's a pretty rare occurrence, I would imagine, is it?
It happens more than a lot of people would think, actually. It's happened here locally, I know, with farmers in the past as well. Unfortunately, livestock are very susceptible to that when we do get lightning strikes. Not to get too gruesome about it, but because they're four-legged animals, the lightning strike hits the ground, travels up two legs and out the other two legs and killing the animal in the process. So unfortunately, it is something that does happen. It's not a very frequent event, but it does happen each year. At least there's a few events that would cause it.
Right. I did not know that about how it operates in an animal of that size, but I suppose it makes sense because of the grounding principles, right?
Yeah, that's it, unfortunately. Not something a lot of people would want to think about, but it is sadly the case, and it can have a big impact on farmers.
And lightning is a thing that people either love or hate. I mean, some people will stay up to watch it, others will be cowering under the bed. You asked people online how they feel about it, didn't you?
I did. I did a poll on my Instagram, and over 54% say they love it. And then the rest was split between not really minding and being terrified. And to be fair, some people told me that they used to love them, but when their house got struck by lightning and their chimney collapsed, it changed their mind. So it might be down to, I suppose, what you've experienced yourself in life thus far.
Mm-hmm. So lightning is a love-hate thing. The Saharan dust, I would imagine, is a bit like that as well. Some people are interested in it when they see it coming. We may have no choice but to live through the experience of it because it's around too, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, so we've gone from Canadian wildfire smoke over us to having some Sahara dust over us. And when it rains, when you get this warm, humid air moving up from the south, sometimes it can carry the Saharan dust. And then when it rains, it brings that down to the surface. So if you've gone and cleaned your lovely clean windows, you washed your car, you might realise that now they're looking a little bit extra grubby because of that Saharan dust has come down with the rain.
But at least it's interesting dirt, Alan, you know. Can we say that much for it?
It's come from an exotic place, maybe.
So listen, you're expecting a bit of good weather over the weekend. I know that beyond sort of the next 10 days, we can't really see too far into the future. You're not a fan of that either, into those long range predictions. They just don't work, do they?
No, they don't. But it does look like from Sunday, we are going to see high pressure starting to build close to us. Now, we're not going to have the exact setup we had in May where we had clear blue skies every day, but we are going to see drier and warmer weather next week. And it does look like the second half of June is going to be much better than the first half.
We'll take that, Alan. We will take that. Thank you so much, Alan O'Reilly there of Carlow Weather.